Hello, everyone. It's time for another bedtime story. This is Sassmaster 77, and I thought it would be wonderful if we were to continue our adventures with Princess Cumslut. So, there is another story for me to read to you. This time, however, I am going to be masturbating while reading, or trying to. And I have my trusty pink rabbit dildo vibrator. Let's hear it. There's three settings. That's one. That's two. That's three. I was not holding that up to my pussy yet. That was just in the air. So I will start with just rubbing the dildo against me while I read, and then I will turn it on at some point and turn it up as I go. This is not going to be easy, I know that already, because I get quite incoherent as I'm turned on. So, all right, so let's start normally. Just quickly rub the, I'm already wet because I was listening. To Miss Blueberry Spicehead, one of her recordings, and she's really sexy. So, okay, I'm just rubbing the dildo against me. Let's start the, okay, The Further Adventures of Princess Cumslut. Princess Cumslut woke up to a wonderful sunny day in the peaceful wonderland of what this evergreen forest was. The princess hopped out of bed and went to the window. As she looked out on that warm, sunny day, it seemed that trees were greener, the bunnies more fluffier, and her huge tits much fuller. It was time to go out and play. She had a wash and brushed her teeth. She had a piss and sat on the seat. The sweet princess put on a short dress that showed off her legs, and huge tits filled it out like two overinflated balloons had been shoved down her top. Her tits looked enormous, showing plenty of cleavage. She looked like a whore as she walked out of the cottage. The bunnies and birds gathered round the princess as they walked up the lane on this bright and breezy day. What adventures awaited the princess and her friends? The evergreen forest is big and vast, and the slutty princess had areas that she hadn't yet explored. I am turning on the dildo, or the vibrator, to the first setting. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oops, sorry, that's not part of the story. Going down the long lane and on their travels, they passed the quaint tavern called the Cock Inn Cunt.
"Shall we stop for a drink and carry on with our travels?" asked Princess Big Tits to her birds and bunny friends.
"Let's carry on with our travels, you cock-loving tart. We want to see you get fucked, Princess Cumslut," came the resounding cry from her ever-loving friends.
"Oh, you cheeky sods. Am I that much of a slut? Does it really show that I'm craving cock and cunt?" asked the cock-loving princess. They came to a sign that said, "To the Enchanting Lake."
Princess Cumslut and her friends had never been there before, so they went down there and had an explore. Unbeknownst to Princess Cumslut, the Enchanted Lake was where the flashers and perverts frequented. The lake was a hot spot for flashers. The princess and her friends walked along the lengthy road, and out from the trees they saw a magnificent sight, the wonderful lake in all its glory. They carried on walking and went past a man fishing.
"Hello, Mr. Fisherman. My name is Princess Cumslut, and I'm the princess of this evergreen forest," said the pretty princess.
"Well, hello there, Princess Cumslut. My name is Randy Bigrod, and I'm the fisherman in this evergreen forest," said Randy as he dangled his rod in the water.
I'm turning on the second setting. Because the first setting is really just a tease. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. So what is an enormous big-titted whore like you doing on such a wonderful magical day? Asked Mr. Big Rod. Oh, I'm just out with my friends exploring this evergreen forest. There are many. Is this the second setting or the third? Hold on, I have to check. No, that was the second. Fuck. Okay, back to it. I'm not gonna make it to the third. Okay, where was I? Oh, fuck, yes. There are many places to see that I haven't seen yet. And this lake is... is one of them. Explain, Princess Big Tits. Well, Princess Cogwhore, you may need to take care around these parts, as it is frequented by big cocked flashers and dirty winking perverts, said Randy Big Rod, informing the cock-mad princess of the evergreen forest dark side. Oh, my big, juicy, long, fat fucking cocks, the princess shrieked. Okay, Mr. Big Cock. Oh, sorry, Mr. Big Rod, the princess continued in her flustered state, reacting to the information the fisherman had given her. The princess and her birdie and bunny friends carried on walking along the side of the wonderful lake. Princess Cumslut could feel herself getting warm and horny as she thought about what the princess had told her. Flashing big cocks, winking perverts. Oh, here we go again. Princess Cumslut's cunt began to leak cunt juice. She subconsciously ran her hands over her massive tits, groping them as she became more and more horny. A man walked towards her, handsome and dashing. He opened his coat. The fucker was flashing. Along came another, acting rather silly, and he opened his coat and showed her his willy. They went on walking along the lake bank, then out jumped a man and proceeded to wank. Then along came a man smelling of beer. Are you going to flash? No, I'm a cock-sucking queer. This day is certainly turning into another big cock adventure, the princess thought to herself. The princess was tired from the long walk and lay down on the bank to rest. Princess's cum sluts. Cunt was still feeling horny and her big fucking tits heaving and throbbing with sexual excitement. She lifted up her dress and slipped her fingers into her cunt. The sight of those big hard cocks and those filthy flashers and that winking winker made her cunt as hot as fuck. Princess Cumslut once again desperate for a big, fat, hard cock to be fucked rigid by. The next flashing bastard that walked by was the one the horny princess was going to fuck. Princess Cumslut didn't have long to wait. Along came a muscular man with a flasher mac on. He saw the finger-fucking princess and couldn't believe his luck when he looked down at her open legs and wet, slippery cunt and the frenzied finger-fucking she was giving herself. Hello there. Oh, fuck, this is probably a mistake, but I'm going to turn it on to the third setting.
Hello there. My name is Michael Manmeat, said Mr. Manmeat as he introduced himself to the pretty, huge, titted princess. Oh, hi. My name is Princess Cumslut, and I'm the princess of this evergreen forest. Are you going to flash your cock at me, Mr. Mighty Manmeat? Asked the randy whore of a princess. Why, Princess Cumslut, why are you so worked up? Inquired Michael. Well, I've come out for a nice long walk in this lovely, enchanted evergreen forest, and many men have flashed their big, stiff fucking cocks at me. Even a big cocked winker jumped out and winked his fucking long prick at me. Now the thought of all those big spunky cocks has made my fucking cunt so fucking juicy and wet that all I need right now is a real hard fucking by a huge fat fucker of a cock, said the princess in the horny desperate state she was in. Mr. Muscles opened his flasher mac and out sprung the biggest motherfucker of a cock the sweet princess had ever seen. It was a full 18 inches of pure, muscly manwheat waving about in front of the princess's pretty face. Oh, my God. Oh, I need to stop. I think I might come. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fucking hell, you enormous cocked flasher. That fucker is going to stretch my poor cunt to the limit, said the surprised princess. Oh, I want to suck that huge fucking cock, you dirty, perverted, flashing bastard. The princess said as she wrapped her full, pouting, slutty red lipsticked lips around that monstrous fucking cock. This bastard is hung like a fucking horse, and the horny, cunt-rubbing princess took as much of that fucking cock in her mouth as possible. She slurped and sucked and licked like the slutty cocksucker she was before announcing that she wanted that filthy, perverted flasher cock shoved up her soaking wet cunt. Fucking shit, taking this massive fucking dick up her cunt was going to be one hell of a fucking challenge. That horse-cocked man had a real cunt buster of a prick, and the whore princess desperately needed to be fucked by it. Come on, you donkey-dicked bastard. I need that motherfucker of a prick on my cunt fucking now, said Princess Cumslut in desperate need to have her slimy cunt filled. Mr. Mighty Manmeat climbed between the whore princess's legs and with one long movement sank that huge fucker of a cock up until the filthy, slutty cock whore of a princess. Bloody hell, Princess Cumslut screamed as her juicy fucking cunt took all that enormous length of dick in one go. It fucking feels so fucking fat. Oh, so fucking long. Oh, you horny flashing bastard. Fill my cunt up with that huge fucking cock, squealed the cock hungry princess. Mr. Manmeat pumped edge as hard as he fucking could. The horny gut clubbing princess was loving every minute of the fucking she was getting. Oh, the birds and playful bunnies were watching happily as they enjoyed seeing their cum whore of a princess taking big, fat, long cocks up her slenty cunt in these wonderful fairy tale evergreen forested ventures. Come on, you fucking cunt, fill me up with a shitload of fucking spunk. I need my cunt to be filled with your creamy hot fucking spunk. Ram that huge fucker up me, you dirty fucking shit, screamed Princess. Oh, come slide. Oh, with her well fucked twat. Oh, that monster of a cock erupted and shot a huge amount of spunk into that well used and well fucked cunt. Fuck. The muscular man pulled his monster meat from the princess's glorious cunt and ran off, doing up his leisure mat coat. The princess lay on the bank with a big smile on her face, completely satisfied from the frantic fucking she just had. Her legs still spread apart, leaking a big messy load of spunk out of her cunt. The princess feels at one with the wonderful make-believe world and this glorious evergreen forest. The princess, pretty princess, closes her eyes and falls asleep while her birdie and bunny friends play and sing happily nearby. The end. Yes. Great story. This is hard. I want to come. I want to come. Oh, you want to come too? Fucking yes. Yeah, of course you want to come too. Because you love listening to me. Oh, shit. Someone's home. Damn it. Okay, so I'm no longer alone. I have to whisper. And I need to finish quickly. So I've busted out my magic wand, my Hitachi wannabe, because I know I can come really quickly using it. So what you're about to hear is me coming silently using my magic wand. Sorry, I'm gonna have to be so quiet. Oh, fuck. Oh.
I really want another one. Oh, God, it's still going. Oh, fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. No, no, I'm going to get caught. I'm going to get caught. This is so loud. I have to turn this off. I can't. No, but I want it. Oh, but I want it. No. I want it. Sorry, I had to be quiet.